All right, welcome back. We're going to be diving deep into Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us.
Yeah, this track is blowing up again after that Super Bowl performance.
It's a diss track, and everyone knows it's aimed at Drake.
But it's seriously complex lyrically.
That's why we're here. We're going to try to unpack it all.
What's going on beneath the surface of all these words?
Okay, so right off the back, there's that line, I see dead people.
Chilling, right.
It's like straight out of a horror movie.
But it's setting a tone, like Kendrick saying he sees things others don't.
Hidden truths.
Exactly, and he's going to reveal them.
And then verse one starts, and it's just aggressive. Debo, any rap nigga, he a free throw.
You know Debo from Friday, that brutal bully.
Yeah, yeah. So is he saying other rappers are like easy targets for him?
I think so. And then there's that wop, 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 like gunshots.
Definitely adds to the whole menacing vibe.
For sure. And then comes the line that's really stirred things up. Say, Drake, I hear you like him young. You better not ever go to cell block one.
Whoa.
Kendrick's making serious accusations here about Drake and underage girls.
Yeah, and he even names names. Jubs, Party, Baca.
Certified pedophiles, he calls them, and they're all part of Drake's OVO crew.
Like his inner circle? So is he saying this behavior is condoned within that group?
It's definitely a suggestion in that direction.
Then we hit the chorus. They not like us, they not like us, they don't like us.
Kendrick's drawing a line here. Separating himself from Drake and that whole crew, us versus them.
Okay, so verse two, he brings up Tupac. You think the bag'll let you disrespect Pac, nigga?
Tupac's huge in hip-hop, especially in the Bay Area.
So invoking him like that.
It's saying Drake's disrespecting a legend, someone really important to the culture.
And then did Cole foul? That's about Drake and J. Cole,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Kendrick's bringing up that whole rap battle where people think Drake lost to Cole.
So he's using that to kind of question Drake's skills. Is he really that good?
Definitely a challenge there. And then rabbit hole is still deep. I can go further, I promise.
What do you make of that line?
Ooh, that's like a dare to the listener. Like he's saying there's so much more to this story.
And he could keep going if we wanted him to.
Exactly.
But then he switches gears a little and addresses the audience. The audience not dumb. Shape the stories how you want. Hey, Drake, they're not slow.
It's like he knows people see through the BS.
Right. They're not buying into some made up image of Drake.
So far, we've got aggression, accusations, this whole separation theme.
Definitely a lot going on here. We're barely scratching the surface.
Not even close. There's so much more to uncover.
Last time we were talking about how Kendrick brought up Tupac and even threw some shade at Drake's rap skills.
Yeah, questioning his authenticity.
And then he starts talking about Atlanta.
Yeah, things get really pointed there. Remember that line, you run to Atlanta when you need a check balance.
Like he's saying Drake is just using Atlanta.
For financial gain.
A cultural tourist, almost.
Exactly. He even uses the term colonizer, which is a really strong word.
Yeah, he's drawing a parallel to historical exploitation.
Like Drake is swooping in and taking advantage of Atlanta's hip-hop scene.
Without really contributing anything back.
Exactly.
And then he just starts name-dropping all these Atlanta rappers.
Future, Lil Baby, 21 Savage, Thug, Quavo, 2 Chainz.
It's like a who's who of Atlanta hip-hop.
It's interesting. Is he trying to Pippin against Drake?
Maybe. Or is he saying Drake needs those collaborations to seem credible?
That he needs that street cred to be taken seriously.
It all comes back to authenticity, right?
Yeah. Is Drake the real deal or is he just playing a part?
Kendrick's raising some serious questions.
And he doesn't let up. Remember, once upon a time, all of us was in chains. Homie still doubled down, calling us some slaves.
He's bringing up slavery.
To make a point about exploitation. Even in the music industry.
So is he saying the industry itself is part of the problem?
That's a good question. He's not giving us all the answers.
Just making us think.
Exactly. It's not a simple diss track. It's a commentary on the whole system.
Man, this track is like an onion. So many layers.
We've got aggression, accusations, social commentary.
And always that question of authenticity.
Kendrick's making us work for it. He wants us to think critically about the music we listen to.
About the industry as a whole.
And it's working. He's got us talking.
We've talked a lot about the lyrics and the themes in Not Like Us, but I'm kind of curious about the bigger picture here.
Okay.
Like, what's the psychology behind a diss track? Why do artists air their grievances so publicly?
Well, it's definitely a part of hip-hop culture.
Right.
Diss tracks are a form of competition, you know, a way for artists to kind of establish their dominance.
Well, so it's not just personal beef.
Not always. It can be strategic, too.
Okay, so how so?
Well, think about it. Image and authenticity are huge in hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
So a diss track can really impact an artist's career.
So when Kendrick makes those accusations against Drake,
yeah,
is he trying to, like, discredit him, knock him down a peg?
It's possible. By questioning Drake's authenticity, calling him out for exploitation.
Yeah.
It could definitely affect how people see him.
And with social media, it all plays out so publicly.
Exactly. These battles go global instantly.
It's high stakes.
For sure. But it's not just a personal attack here.
Right, right.
Kendrick's tapping into these bigger anxieties about authenticity, appropriation.
The commodification of Black culture.
Exactly.
So he's targeting Drake, could also using the track to address some systemic issues.
Making people think about the music they consume.
Wow, this whole deep dive has been really eye-opening.
It's amazing what you can find in a single song.
So much meaning and complexity.
That's the power of music, right? It can be a commentary, a critique.
So what's the takeaway for our listeners?
I'd say don't just take a diss track at face value.
Okay.
Look deeper, explore the context, think about the motivations, the bigger cultural conversations it might be starting.
Not Like Us is a perfect example.
It's more than just a personal attack.
Yeah.
It's about the industry, cultural anxieties, and the power of storytelling.
This has been a really incredible deep dive.
It has.
Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you on the next one.